Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Welcome to episode 175 of the It's Obvious podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Preston Pugh, and I am joined by one of my best friends, Jacob Alka.
Hello, Preston. It is a strange week, is it not?
It is a strange week. Unfortunately, Garrett is not with us. His review of Red Dead literally killed him, and he's sick now, and I believe he's actually going to the doctor today, but he is scared he might be down with strep throat or something of the sort, but it is very sad that he is not here the podcast after the Red Dead release date, because as we just said, he has reviewed the game over at COG Connected and has poured, I believe, 80 or 90 hours into the game, much, much more than either of us have. So he will unfortunately not be bringing his thoughts and opinions on the game to the podcast,
at least this episode.
Yeah, so you're just gonna have to hear two guys that have very briefly played the game discuss their thoughts on it thus far.
Indeed. But I have to say, I did not think that all the Rockstar worth ethnic problems would affect the reviewers of the game too. It's really shocking,
you know? Yeah, definitely. I called him I think the embargo lifted Friday at 7 a.m. and I called him Thursday night around 10, just checking up on him. I hadn't heard from him for a few days, and I could just tell when he answered the phone, he just sounded so groggy. I was like, "How's it going, man?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just been editing this review all night, just playing the game nonstop, just trying to get through it so I can write this thing." So
it's funny.
Check out his review.
Sorry,
over at COG.
Definitely check his review on COG. But
very good review.
Yeah, it is. Thursday night, me and him were supposed to record and ask IOG, but he had the same excuse, apparently. You know, he doesn't have a voice.
Excuse. Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it, an excuse.
For real. Garrett was actually at my house last night for the Georgia Florida game party. Yearly party we always have. Go Dogs. Great game. And his voice sounded awful last night. It was super raspy. I could definitely tell he was not himself. And so I can tell you from just seeing him myself that
probably
good. Yeah, literally seeing him that it probably wouldn't have been good for him to be talking so much today. But
I mean, he's not here for me to ask, but I wonder like what was different about this one to where he lost his voice, you know?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it. I don't know. He might have just been sick in this whole process, but I'm sure not sleeping for 3 or 4 days rushing through this thing probably didn't help. Yeah. You know, anything.
Probably not.
But anyways, we will miss him, and we will talk a ton about Red Dead again next week, probably with us playing a lot more of it this upcoming week, and just like I said, him having more thoughts on it. But besides Red Dead, because we will definitely be getting into that game, how was your week, Jacob?
I had a interesting week, Preston. Let me tell you about it. So last week on the podcast, I talked about how I was pulling the trigger. You know, I'm gonna build a new PC. And I did just that, but not without complications along the way, let me tell you. So I get like one shipment on Tuesday, a couple more on Wednesday, and then the rest were on Thursday. So I had everything at my house ready to be put together Thursday night. So I spent about from 7 p.m. till about midnight. I put this thing together, okay? So it's on my desk. It's put together. I press the power button. It turns on. To my surprise, like I was like, holy shit, I actually, you know, I feel like I did it right. You know, everything's working. Look at my monitor, no signal. I was like, oh God, what did I do? So then I proceed to spend the next 2 days trying to figure out what the problem is. I take everything apart besides taking the processor out of the motherboard. It's because I didn't want to do that. I wanted to save that for like the last thing I did. I'm like really anal about, you know, bending a pin or something.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I literally check everything. Nothing seems to be making this thing work. So I'm like, oh my God, what do I need to do? So I found this like checklist online, like a troubleshooting checklist, right? And I get down to the part that says, what's it called? It's like reset the CMOS. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I come to realize there's these two little tiny pegs on the bottom of the motherboard called the CMOS. Mm-hmm. And it basically what it does, it just resets the motherboard. And all you have to do is like touch them with like a screwdriver or something. So I touch them, you know, then I try one more time to turn it back on. Bam. That's all I was. I just had to reset my fucking motherboard. I was so triggered. Wow. But I was also incredibly relieved because I was like incredibly stressed the last 2 days. But
I hear you.
I fixed this Saturday. I'd taken my computer downstairs on the kitchen table because I needed more lighting. Like I had put so much effort into this, and like my greatest fear was because I spent so much money on all this shit that I actually broke something. Like my main concern was obviously the pins on the processor and the motherboard.
Yeah.
Which I had not checked up until then. So I was very relieved to know that I actually did everything correctly, and all my money wasn't wasted. So that's what I've been dealing with.
To hear. I was going to ask if you had the HDMI or DisplayPort cable plugged in.
Yeah, I did.
If you had checked that, all right. Well, yeah. That's good.
But yeah, it was just extremely stressful because I know you've spent a lot of money on your rig as well. So I know that you can imagine how stressful it would have been if, you know, you would have broken something too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, luckily my just worked the first time turning it on and everything. So, luckily I didn't have the panic
attack. In conclusion, I feel like I've, really learned a lot about, just how to really put together a computer now. Like, I know so much about this machine next to me. Like, I could take it all apart and put it back together, like, easily.
For sure. So what CPU did you end up getting?
I got the i7 core 8700K.
Okay. Yeah, that's what Garrett has.
I have yet to overclock it. I am going to do that this afternoon. So I won't know how my computer performs until next week's podcast. And I have not played any games yet because I've, like I said, yesterday was when I actually made it work and I spent all like last night downloading, applications and whatnot.
Yeah. So what type of cooler did you get for it? Like an AIO or?
Yeah, I got an AIO. Cooler? It is I have the box next to me. It's a Fractal Design Celsius S24.
Okay.
It's one of the better AIOs out there right now.
So. Those are good.
Very. That was another fear that I should say this. I thought I was going to crush the processor by putting too much pressure, tightening the AIO over it. I was just so anal. I was like, oh my God, did I crush it?
Yeah.
But
that's funny.
It's working.
You got a 1080 Ti, correct?
Yes.
What kind did you get? Like what brand?
It's... MSI.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
11 gigs.
Yes, sir.
It is a very pretty machine. I think I want to get some LEDs for it because it's kind of plain looking. I have a tempered glass case, so I want to kind of make it a little brighter. It is right next to me, so maybe I won't. I haven't decided yet.
Uh-huh.
It's like...
I have some Corsair... Yeah. Lights as well. I had to get a USB hub because I ran out of USB headers actually on the motherboard. So I had to get like an extension to plug everything I had into it. But I believe it's called Corsair Q or something. Just anyway, the software that Corsair runs off of, it makes setting up the lights super easy and you can do just crazy stuff with them. You can make like every strip different colors or do like different patterns and different like effects, like visors flying across and stuff. It just looks really, really cool.
So you're saying that you run like you control them through the IQ software for like the mouse and stuff? Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Yeah, everything. I have Corsair keyboard, mouse, my AIO is Corsair, my RAM is Corsair. My LEDs are Corsair, so I'm able to control like the lights of the RAM, the keyboard and everything. Yeah, everything through that software.
I wonder if Razer has LED lights. I wonder. Because I have like a Razer mouse and keyboard, but I also have a Corsair Scimitar mouse for like my MMO play.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look into it.
I use the Scimitar just for everything.
Oh, really? Even for like shooting?
Yeah, for everything. I just really like it. I got so used to it. It was a little heavy at first, but...
Yeah, it is
like
a heavy mouse.
I've been using it so much, that's just what I'm used to. And I like having 12 buttons to assign to everything.
Yeah, see, I have a Razer. This isn't a Naga. It's a, God, what's this mouse called?
Naga's their MMO mouse.
Right, yeah. I'm trying to remember what the name of the one I'm using is. Let me find the box. But it's a lot lighter, but it's also like much bigger. So you have to like put your palm on it to move it. But with the Scimitar, it's more like you're controlling it with your more with your fingers a little bit more.
Gotcha.
You can kind of like
How much RAM did you get?
I think I have two sticks of. I don't remember.
Eight.
I'm trying to look at them. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Let me find it real quick.
That's fine.
No, I want to know.
Well, we should.
Card picker.
This is riveting. I'm sure all the console people listening to us right now are absolutely loving this conversation. But anywho, while you find that, I played. Speaking of console play, I played the Spider-Man DLC this week while I was up in Dallas, and I really, really liked it. I, of course, if you listen to the podcast, know that I love the main game a ton, and I honestly wasn't expecting too much going into this DLC. I knew it was going to be story based, but I pretty much was on like blackout from what this actually was. So this DLC actually takes place after the main story, and that honestly surprised me. I thought it was just going to be some one-off story that really didn't relate to the main narrative whatsoever, but it takes place after, so obviously you're gonna need to beat the game to actually play this DLC.
Do you think you could play it if you haven't beat the game?
I don't know if it will let you, but if it does, definitely do not. Because it there's one thing in the main narrative that it definitely spoils.
Okay.
That Peter talks about with a particular character.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so definitely don't play this if you haven't beat the main story.
To interrupt you really quick, I have 16 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
Two eight gig sticks. I'll definitely get two more because I have two more slots.
Yeah, for sure.
But continue.
That is what I did on mine as well, I think. I have 4 8 gig sticks. Anyways, I liked it. It's mainly focused around Black Cat. I don't really want to. Well, it's not necessarily too many spoilers for me to tell the other villain that's in it. There is, I guess, if you don't want to know anything, just skip ahead a few minutes. But Hammerhead is one of the villains in this DLC, which he is a mob boss. And the entire point of this DLC is Black Cat is working with him to steal these hard drives from these, I believe, 4 mob families to get their entire fortune. So you're having to kind of track it down Black Cat before she accumulates all these USB drives. And that's pretty much all I'll say about the story. But there's an interesting thread that goes through the story that involves Spider-Man and Black Cat's past that is extremely interesting. And that's all I'll say. And I think Black Cat's a really cool character in this. She's very interesting. I love their Spider-Man and her past that they kind of allude to. There's a side mission that has to do with her family that is also fairly interesting. There's about 6 or 7, I believe, actual main missions.
That's pretty beefy. It's more than I would expect.
It took, I 100%ed it. It took me about 4 hours.
Okay.
So it definitely isn't super short. But it is part 1 of part 3. When the DLC ends, it says to be continued. So if all 3 are about this size, I think that is an excellent, you know, bang for your buck for City That Never Sleeps thing. That's like $20 or $25. But the side content includes, there's just a new gang that you get to fight, which it's essentially a reskin of everybody else you fought, but they add another enemy type. It's one of those big brute characters, but he actually has a minigun. So it doesn't you know, reinvent the combat or anything. It's just, you just have to dodge the minigun and punch him. So it's nothing super different, but there is a different animation for taking him out. If you use like triangle circle animation,
yep,
where you'll like take his minigun away and then like kick it into him. So that's pretty cool just to see a different takedown animation.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the missions are the same as what you've seen. The first mission involves you having to you're in a museum, and while you're fighting these guys, there are other bad guys that are actually stealing stuff, and while you're fighting just the group of guys, you also have to make sure these other bad guys don't get out of the museum with items that they've stolen. So that's a different mechanic to that wasn't in the main game, that you know, you have to worry about other people while you're fighting. But for the most part, it's relatively more of the same, which is fine. That's fine, yeah. For me, I more Spider-Man is good, just with a different story to follow that I really liked.
So I think a lot of people are gonna be playing this later, since a certain game that we're gonna talk about soon is just came out.
For sure. Definitely. But I really enjoyed it, and I'm very much looking forward to part two and part three. There also is one mission that I thought was pretty cool. They maybe could have sprinkled it in a little bit more, but there is a mission where you actually team up with somebody and you get to use them in a stealth segment.
Oh.
As kind of like hey, you take out this person, you take out that person.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change things a ton, but it is pretty cool. It was cool enough to where I would have liked to have done it in more than one mission. So who knows, maybe later on in the other DLCs there'll be more of there'll be more stuff like that. But anywho, I do want to say really quick, I apologize if I say a lot or go off a little bit. It's very different to just stare at a screen and just talk to you.
For sure.
I don't know why it's really hard to keep my thoughts straight just staring at the Audacity screen and just talking to you.
Everyone, so be sure to flame Preston in the comments.
Yeah, I apologize. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about the three suits. The Scarlet Spider suit is really awesome. I've always liked that suit. That's the main suit that I used in the Amazing Spider-Man 2 game. So
yeah.
Once I unlocked that, I was using that the entire time.
Is that except suit for your story main? Missions.
No, the advanced suit is always my main. I have to do the cutscenes in the advanced suit for lore purposes.
Yeah.
But when I'm just swinging around doing random stuff, I'll be the Scarlet Spider too. The other two were fine. I think the UK Spider-Man suit, I know we were talking a little bit of crap about it the other week, but I do think it looks better in game than it does in that screenshot they released.
Okay.
Especially the back of the suit looks really, really cool.
Yeah, and that's what you're staring at most of the time anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to jump into the DLC probably after I play Red Dead, honestly. I'll be interested to get right back into Spider-Man. So
have you beat Spider-Man?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have not done like most of the side content though. I still have much of the city to knock off.
What'd you think about just the main narrative? Was it satisfying?
Oh yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, it wasn't exactly unpredictable, but I mean there were a couple surprises along the way.
Yeah, that were little surprises.
I enjoyed the journey, you know. I thought it was well put together. I didn't think it was too long, too short. I was satisfied at the end. I can't wait for the sequel, which they're definitely setting up at the end of the story there. And
for sure.
Yeah, you know, do these DLCs kind of add to like what was at the end of the main campaign?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes.
That's super cool.
The after credits, there are two after credit sequences, if you know what I'm talking about. The first one, it evolves on that, not the second one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Regardless, I am very excited, but I'm very focused on something else right now as well.
I understand. Is that Red Dead?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Reddit. I do want to say that we're probably not going to be talking too much about any news. As far as I know, nothing groundbreaking happened.
I mean, there's a lot of more Rockstar stories.
Yeah.
TwitchCon was this weekend, There's not really anything huge coming out of there that concerns us, you know?
Yeah, it just seems like everybody's just been talking about Red Dead since it released on Friday.
This coming week, though, the week this goes live, BlizzCon will be that Friday, so I'm excited.
I'm a little bummed that they just already nipped in the bud that we're not getting a new Diablo.
I know, dude. Maybe it's a lie, though. Maybe they're lying.
Maybe. I know that there is a rumor going around due to a poster that you could buy that was... I forgot what it was titled, but a lot of people are speculating that was the name of the next game.
Yeah, they're definitely doing something with Diablo, because there's been listings of, like, or Blizzard has said themselves they have multiple Diablo projects in the works right now. And right after the main conference, whatever they do that Friday, the first thing after it is Diablo. So there's something, they're announcing something. I guess it's just not Diablo 4.
That's a bummer. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I guess, are you ready to talk about Red Dead Redemption, Jacob?
I am, Preston.
That is awesome. So, first of all, I want to say I was in Dallas this entire week. I flew home on Friday, and I pre-ordered the game through Best Buy, and I got a notification that everything was shipped on time. So, I was expecting to just walk in my door, and Red Dead was just going to be sitting on my table from the mail. But, alas, when I get home, it has not yet been delivered. So... Ooh. I get home at 12 and I'm just sitting there. Like, I at least want to be installing this game, because I know that's probably going to take a decent amount of time with this game being on two discs physically.
Yeah, I did mine online. I know it will take longer if you're downloading it from the internet, but it took mine six hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I get here. I'm waiting for the mail guy to get here. I have a lot of stuff to do to get prepared for Garrett and his family and my grandparents to come over to my house for the party on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm doing all that stuff, still waiting for the mail. It's around 2:00. Mail still hasn't gotten here. So that was it for me. So I just go upstairs and I bought the ultimate digital edition just straight off of PlayStation. And downloaded that in about 2.5 hours is what it took. So I was able to completely do all, you know, clean and do a little bit of yard work and everything.
Did you download it over Ethernet?
Yeah, just it was a direct line.
Yeah, see, I did Wi-Fi because I don't have a cord to my PlayStation.
Oh, gotcha.
That's why it took me 6 hours.
Yeah, I ran all network through my walls and stuff so I can just hardwire everything. But so I did that, took about 2.5 hours, came up here, played for about an hour, and then around, it was either like 5:30 or 6, finally they deliver the game. So I was able to completely download it, play in an hour, and then it finally got here. So I'm going to end up just taking it back to Best Buy and getting a refund for it.
Oh, speaking of Best Buy really quick, I want to interrupt you. I went into Best Buy to like just ask to see if they have zip ties. Dude, the homie hooks me up. He gives me like 20 zip ties for free just out of the back of their warehouse. So I was like, holy shit, this is super nice. And I obviously wanted those for like cable management to, you know, make everything not a mess on my computer. And also the same day that I went in because like I was going to buy more thermal paste because I thought I was going to have to take my AIU off, obviously. Or AIO, sorry. So I did buy it. But luckily there was like a computer expert in there and he knew all about building computers and he was actually the one to remind me to reset my CMOS. So shout out to Best Buy. They actually really helped me out. But Red Dead.
Red Dead. Oh yeah. So anyways, I was out today and I should have taken that Red Dead back. So I got to remember to do that.
Yeah. Idiot.
But anyways, I know. So dumb. So I downloaded it, played about an hour. I think in total I've played around 6 hours, and it's really good. What do you think? It's like I can't say it, is everybody's already heard how incredible it is. So I'm just adding to the noise, saying the exact same thing. But it's kind of mind blowing.
It is
everything in this
game.
The
most incredible thing about this game is how immersive it is. I've never played anything like it in terms of just how much it feels like, how much work they put into just the world and how your experience is crafted around just actually being a like outlaw in this game. It's like not necessarily a story right now that's blowing me away. It's just how like every little thing that I have to do is contributing to like the journey that I have to go on and like taking care of all these people that are with you, right? And yeah. It's blowing my mind how much you, like, I thought I was going to be overwhelmed by how much I had to micromanage within the game, but honestly, mm-hmm. it just comes kind of naturally, and you, like, it doesn't feel overwhelming whatsoever. How do you feel about all the systems?
No, I completely agree with you. I also thought that the keeping yourself fed and bathed and mm-hmm. shaved and stuff might get a little annoying.
I still haven't taken a bath. Where do I do that?
Yeah, I haven't taken a bath either. There was this one cutscene where I went over to a barrel and kind of wiped my face off. But
I did that too.
I haven't had the need to do that yet, at least yet. But I have been shaving. I'm making sure to make sure that I'm growing the sickest mustache of all time. So I'm just cutting my everything else but the stash.
Nice.
And it's very cool looking.
But, are you going to grow an IRL stash to match it?
Probably not. Okay. Maybe later. Who knows?
I'm doing the full beard. I like the full beard.
Yeah, I like to keep a full. That's cool. I did that in the beginning, but I thought I'd try and just be super cowboy-y.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, grow a sick stash. But anyway, yeah, it's I don't even know where to start in terms of just what's most impressive to me. But all I can do is just add on to what you said, that the immersion that, you know, this game makes you feel. I don't even think that's a correct sentence.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone knows what you mean. Anyone that's played it, like, they know what we're talking about. Like,
yeah, it's
in the cinematic mode, like when you're just riding around, like, it's so great.
Yeah. The thing that's blown me away most about this is the first 2 hours is good. It's the game starts off in this snowy tutorial area and it's very slow paced. It's very, I mean, I don't even know another word to give it besides slow paced.
Well, it kind of sets up the whole game, right? Because the game is just kind of slow paced. That's how the game plays.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I don't have a problem with that whatsoever.
No, it's everything is very methodical. Like, even skinning animals. Like, I was just playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and when you're hunting animals in that game, you know, you're just shooting them, running up and pushing a button, and you're automatically taking their pelt. Whereas in this game, you know, you're literally, you know, skinning them and rolling up the pelt, and you have to go put it on your horse. It's like every single thing you do
and
is
you can take
a
like
process.
You can take a smaller dead carcass too, like a rabbit, and hang it on your horse too.
Yeah. So it's this definitely is not a fast-paced game at all. And like you said, that just this is the first game in a long time that I'm not wanting to like listen to a podcast or something in the background while I'm playing it. It's just full on. I'm completely fixated on what I'm doing, and I'm completely fine with these animations kind of playing themselves out due to just how, frankly, just how good they are. And like you said, how just immersive it is.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Like, I think this game more than any other game, it tells its story throughout the world in a really impactful way. I want to ask you, like, how much time did you spend in like that initial town? Because I spent at least an hour just exploring that town and like
in
checking
the,
all
the
buildings.
Snow?
No. The like the actual like first like I guess it would be like described as a cowboy town. You know, like
Valentine.
Yeah, you have this isn't really spoilery, but you have a fight there.
Oh yeah. That's Valentine.
Yeah.
Yes, I have spent a decent amount of time. Roaming around there, and that's my favorite part of this game so far. To where I am right now, the main narrative hasn't necessarily been like established yet. Like, I know what we're doing, I know what the goal is, but nothing like crazy has happened to really progress it forward yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, how many camps have you set up?
Oh, just one.
Yeah,
I'm at
same.
The,
okay,
the first camp.
Yeah, we're probably at the same spot basically.
Yeah, based on how many hours we've played, like 5 or 6, we're definitely at the same spot. But I've been spending a majority of my time I'm going to these mission icons, but I'm taking my time getting there, and I'm seeing the sights on the way there, and I'm talking to people on the way there. I've had so many interesting things happen to me just going around. Like, for instance, earlier today I played for about an hour and I was rushing to get somewhere, and I did not see this guy on the road. I ran straight into him. He was on a horse too. Like, he just turned this corner and I ran right into him, and I went flying over my horse, and his horse tumbled over, and I got up and I ran over him to say like, I'm sorry or something. And he freaks out and pulls his gun on me. So I pull my gun on him, and he shoots. So I shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
And I loot his body, and I find a note on him that is from his wife or his lover or something, telling him that she's so sorry, but she's leaving him for his brother.
You bastard.
So I felt awful for killing him because I just accidentally ran into him, killed him. Then I checked, and it looks to that he's been having an absolutely horrible day with his wife or girlfriend leaving him.
Look
and
at
then
it
I
this
just
way, you know, like you're doing him a favor, right?
Yeah, yeah, putting him out of his misery.
Yeah.
So
I have a similar
happened.
Story.
Yeah, there just stuff like that has been happening. Like this one lady had a horse fall on top of her, so
yeah.
I helped her out. And
this
then
is
I
my
took
story.
Her. Did that happen
so
to you? Okay.
I tell her that I'm going to help her. And I accidentally pressed the wrong button. She's like, fine, I'll just walk. So I'm like, no, I don't want you to walk. I wanted to take you back. So whatever I could not convince her to ride with me because I just pressed the wrong button accidentally. So I just got mad and I just ran her over. And she just flopped over. She like gave out a little yelp and she was dead for sure. I literally put her body on my back of my horse and just ran off. It's kind of fucked up. But I've also like tried to turn around after she ran off when I accidentally clicked the wrong button to reject her. And I like turned around next to a rock, and next thing I know, I got flipped off my horse because my horse like ran into a rock or something.
Yeah.
And the horse falls on the ground and I fall on the ground. And I had to like inject my horse with some like health thing to get it back up.
For sure.
I
you
love how you
can't
can damage your horse.
Skyrim climb with horses in this game. For
no.
sure. What were you saying?
What?
I thought you were about to say something.
Sorry.
I don't know if I cut you off. But oh crap. Oh yeah, so have you been robbed yet? Or stood up?
No.
Okay, yeah, I was riding around at night and two guys from that rival gang, the O-Rap Mallies or whatever they're called, they tried to stick me up. That was pretty cool. I like fake surrendered and put my hands up, and they came up to me, and I took out the sawed-off shotgun I had and just put it in his stomach.
Nice.
And killed him and took them out. So that was pretty cool. They were hiding behind this bridge I was crossing and just jumped out at me and like scared my horse and everything.
Yeah. So if you were up in with that woman with the horse that fell on her, that means you went out on the hunting trip with what's his name? Yeah, it starts with an
oh,
H,
yeah.
the older
up
guy.
To the beer, up to get the bear?
Yeah.
Hosea, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Hosea. Did you kill the bear, or did the bear kill you?
I did kill the bear.
The bear
killed
me.
Oh, really? The bear jumped on me, but yeah. I wrestled it off, and then I pulled my gun out on the ground and like shot him point blank in the head and killed him. It was super awesome.
See, I did that. I guess I didn't shoot him enough, because he jumped right back on me. He killed me.
I got him a ton before he even jumped on me, but that was insanely just cinematic and awesome looking.
Yeah.
So then I put his giant pelt on my horse and went off to a trapper and sold it to him.
Yeah. To make up for it though, I killed two other bears and skinned them. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. There was one more thing I wanted to tell you that happened to me that was, oh yeah, so my uncle was watching me play the other night when he was over here, and we were just riding around, and he told me to go rob somebody. So I was just following a few horses on the road, and I stuck my gun at one of them and tried to rob him, and he pulled his gun out on me, so I shot him and killed him, and then I was looting his body, and another person saw me do it, so he ran off. So I chased him down and was telling him to like forget what he saw, and that guy pulled his gun on me, so I shot him. And I don't know if you've shot somebody like point blank with a shotgun yet, but you can blow their head off. Like literally blow their head off. So I blew this guy's head off with a shotgun. And I'm reloading, and I put it around my shoulder, and this other guy rides up on his horse And he's looking at, and he's like, oh my gosh, this guy's dead. And then he looks over at me and goes, do you know who did this? Like, who did this? So I talk to him and I go, nah, man, I just walked up on this guy. And I guess he didn't believe me. So he was like, oh, I got to go tell the sheriff. So he runs off. So I have to chase this guy down and I shoot him in the back. And then finally I get out of there without somebody seeing me. But it was just like witness after witness after witness seeing me kill somebody.
Yeah. But, have you been wanted yet?
Oh, yeah. I did a particular mission that takes place in the town of Strawberry. And I am extremely wanted. I'm so wanted over there that the entire town is shut down. I can't even go over there. So, but yeah, but I did want to talk to you. I don't know how many story missions you've done, but I did see one of the main complaints that I have seen about this game is the character that you are playing as.
Yeah.
I opened up a set of missions where I have to go collect debts. And it's the first time in the game that I really felt kind of bad for kind of taking these people's money. Granted, we did loan the money to them and they need to pay up, but they, you know, they are in bad situations and stuff, and you have to be very mean to the people to get their money back. So I did want to ask you, how do you feel about just playing as Arthur Morgan with him being just a bad man? Does that I know there are some choices to where you can be good in situations, but you are a bad man.
Yeah.
So,
like, I mean, for the most part, I haven't really experienced what you're talking about yet. I kind of liked the whole conflict of his character because he, like, I'm playing him as a good guy, right?
So, yeah.
And just in general, he means well in general. Like, he just does bad things to get by, I guess you could say. And that's kind of like the lingo of their whole gang. Like, they're just trying to make it until they can, you know, get out, further west, and then just establish themselves again like they used to have in, what was the town called? Where they came from?
Blackwater?
Yeah, Blackwater, I think.
Yeah.
That's all they're really trying to do, you know. They're doing what they think is right and best to, you know, achieve their goals. That's all I really have.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Or did you already just kind of explain it?
I kind of did. I like him. I don't think I know enough about him to say that. Or actually, I don't even know if like's a good enough word. He's fine so far. I don't know a lot about his character. Like you, the way that I'm playing him, from what I've seen, I don't think he's definitely a bad person, but in some scenarios, I guess he means well. I try and help out the people that I've come across, like the lady, I took her into town. There was another man out of the town of Strawberry who was from New York and he was lost, so I helped him on his way back to Strawberry. But on the other hand, there was this guy from Mexico who wanted to have he wanted to meet a true gunslinger from America, and I did a contest with him. We shot some bottles, and then he wanted to shoot birds out of the sky, and he completely owned me. Like, I could not shoot these birds out of the sky.
Were you using your Deadeye?
I was, but it ran out in the middle of the fight, so I was trying to take a tonic to get it back up, and once I drank that, and I was able to shoot like two more birds, but he had already beaten me, so I probably should have made sure that was taken care of before I got in the competition.
Yeah.
But I was a little sore loser, so I told him I wasn't going to pay him, so he pulled his gun on me, so I killed him. So I kind of felt bad about that. I probably should have just paid him his $10. It wasn't even like a lot of money at all.
He looked up to you, man.
Yeah, I know. This guy came over to you know, like I said, find a true gunslinger, and I shot him. I guess he found one. I shot him in the head.
Yeah. Have you been to the bar? And I know we're just like getting into specific quests, which you don't really want to do in particular. But I was at a bar in what's the town called? We were just talking
Valentine.
About it. Valentine. And this guy's like, I'm trying to like write a book or something about the best gunslingers. And have you met any of those guys yet?
I have not met any of them yet, but I do have that quest.
Yeah. Okay. Just one.
I talked to Garrett about that last night, and he's only done one of those cards after his like 90 hours of gameplay or whatever. Yeah.
There's so much we could talk about, honestly. Like, how do you feel about all the customization in the game? Like, what kind of horse do you have?
I'm rocking the horse that I got from the Ultimate Edition. I'm pretty sure it comes with the Standard Edition if you pre-ordered it as well. This, like, war horse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
His speed is super high. He's classified as, like, a racehorse. And he has this really cool, like, crescent moon design on his face.
Yeah.
So I'm using him. I like him a lot. So I'm constantly petting him and brushing him and stuff. Feeding him. I just make sure he doesn't get killed, because I've already killed one of my horses. Some bounty hunters were chasing me, and I literally flew off a cliff, and my horse went flying, and somehow I lived. But he died. I had one of the reviver things that you were talking about, but I wasn't too attached to that horse, so I just put him out of his misery. No, I went up to him and put him out of his misery. That was one of the options. So I just didn't want to waste one of those things on him.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, this second horse though, I've had him for a while, or a few hours now, so I definitely want to keep him.
Have you put in a warm outfit and a cold outfit in your sack?
Not yet. I haven't. I know I get a notification telling me I don't have a cold outfit, but I'm not planning on going anywhere cold right now. I'm perfectly fine with where I am. But the customization is borderline insane. Yeah. Like the clothing and stuff is pretty cool. I really like how you can take your gloves on and off while you're just out and about. Same thing, you know, with your hat and your bandana and everything. But the part where it really impressed me was with the horse, where you can completely change everything about your saddle, like your, I guess they're called the things you put your feet in, the stirrups or whatever. I don't know exact technical term for them, but you could change those. You could change the holdema bobber in front of your crotch. I don't know what that's called either.
You could literally change the hair on your horse.
Yeah, you could do that. It's insane. And even with the guns, like, you have to keep them clean, and you can customize those.
There's so many different makes for handles and shit. Like, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, and it's just the attention to detail is mind-blowing. Even, like, there was a guy that I found out in the woods who wanted to sell me a map, and it wasn't just like in any other game where, like, you just kind of motion towards the person. I literally pulled out a wad of money from my bag and handed him the wad of money. He took it, and then he gave me the physical map, and I put it in my pouch. And I know that doesn't add to the gameplay, but it's those little tiny things that just, like we were talking about in the beginning, the immersion. I'm trying everything I can in this game to see if it works. Like, if there's mud on the ground, like, I jumped in the mud to see if it made me dirty, or just things like that. I'm constantly trying to see, like, what can and cannot work in this world. One of the most impressive things I've seen is I was riding my horse through the woods, and there was this big branch sticking out, and I went through the branch, and the branch caught on me and moved with me. And when I went past it, it flung back to its original position.
That's crazy.
Just stuff like that is just, it's crazy. This is a next gen leap for sure. Just in terms of just these minute details that we're talking about. It's hands down the most impressive game in terms of the open world and things like that I've ever played. And on top of that, it's just the people are crazy too. Just how you can just talk to, I mean, I know you can talk to people in other games, but the way that it's done in this game is so well. It's not like they forget or anything. Like, that lady that I dropped off at Valentine, even when she was gone, I walked back up to her and I was like, "Are you sure you're okay? Like, everything's good." And she assured me, yeah, I'm fine. Whereas I feel like in another game, after a mission's over, if you go talk to somebody, it would just be like, "Hello, hi." You know what I mean?
Show it's me like your
they they remember what's going on, and they talk about the situations that are going on. Like, if you run into somebody, instead of saying hi, you can't say hi to them anymore. You can diffuse the situation. So you'll literally say, "Oh, sorry about that." It's just little things like that, that it makes every character in this game actually feel real now, because they're actually responding to what you're doing and their reactions feel real and your reaction to them feels real. It's truly mind blowing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the exact same way. It just sometimes like I'm taken aback of how like crazy this game is and that we're actually playing it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know we haven't even finished Red Dead for the most part, but I am crazy interested to see what these guys are going to do for the next GTA with all of this stuff that we're seeing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I know that was one of the complaints about GTA, is that it kind of went off track a little bit from, I think, not so much as 4, but San Andreas, because San Andreas had like a system where you could get fat or get fit. Just it had like things you can micromanage like that.
Yeah.
And those are back in this game. So I wonder if those are like things that are here to stay for Rockstar Games,
I don't know.
In the future.
It's definitely going to be a while until we see that game.
Oh, for sure. And I'm completely stupid for even bringing that up. But I am interested in that a little bit. Yeah, I know. But yeah, there's
anything,
just
anything else you want to touch on? Yeah. I'm trying to think. How'd you feel about the opening tutorial? Was it like, you think it was too long? Did you enjoy how it just slowly...
I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was a little long.
I did too, yeah.
Because I think once the game opens up, like what we're talking about right now is what makes this game truly like breathtaking and incredible right now. That opening sequence is extremely linear, and I know it's a tutorial, but it was a little long, especially the sections where you're just riding your horse for like what it felt like 30 minutes just in a straight line, you know, following your people, and they're just talking about, you know, whatever. But once you get to your first big camp area and it opens up, this is what Red Dead is, where we are now.
Yeah.
So
one other thing I've thought of, any characters you really like so far from the game?
Of course, John Marston. I like John.
I want to see more of him. I haven't spoken to him much from where I'm at right now. Uh-huh. So I want to see some more.
Oh, I'm sure there'll it's be coming. Plenty of John Marston for sure.
I like Dutch a lot. I think he's cool.
Yeah, Dutch is cool. Lenny is interesting. I did a very cool quest with Lenny. We went to a bar and got drunk, and it was hilarious. Have you done that mission yet?
I don't think so.
Probably, if you don't know right off the bat what I'm talking about, you probably haven't done it yet. But that mission was really awesome. But yeah, I haven't grown too attached to too many characters yet, because like I said, I haven't played a ton of the actual.
We're gonna have much more stories next week. I'm excited.
Oh yeah, for sure. The worst thing about this game to me, and it's better now, I've monkeyed with it enough and it actually feels fine, I'm not thinking about it too much right now, but how do you feel about the aiming in this game?
It's not the best. I gotta tell you,
I think that's an understatement.
just the movement in general, even of the characters. Like, I'm one of those people that are not a huge fan of how Rockstar Games control. I'm kind of, you know, dealing with it just because I like the game right now. But I'm of the belief that I think their games are way too heavy.
I agree,
including the aiming.
Yeah, the aiming is, unless I'm remembering incorrectly, I think it's like worse, definitely worse than GTA 5. I don't remember feeling this way in GTA.
I mean, definitely like this, like where you can like tap the right stick and it'll snap onto someone's head. That helps a lot. But just in terms of general aiming, it is bad.
Yeah, so I've had to mess with it a ton. Like, I had to turn the dead zone down a ton. I turned the lock on down quite a bit. I just had to mess with the sensitivity a ton to where it feels fine now. But
this game,
I agree with
you. Mouse.
Yeah. I go a lot back and forth on how I feel about the Rockstar weight that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't mind it too much in the single player. It's where the multiplayer stuff it gets a little bit annoying. But there are, with this weight, there are a few situations where I'm like trying to run to cover or do something fairly fast, and it seems like I'm constantly just, you know, like running into stuff.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it does feel very, you know, just realistic, just the weightiness of it. It definitely looks very nice. And
I mean, so, I'm saying that even on a regular PS4. It's a nice looking game.
Oh yeah, dude. On Pro it's ridiculous. And from what I've heard, the X is even better.
X looks very good.
Yeah. Pretty good for a footstool.
Yeah.
We'll give it that. I really, really wish, especially for aiming wise, this was on PC. I have a feeling that probably would not be an issue.
Yeah, I would play it again if it was on PC. I love this game.
Oh, for sure. I just want to see graphically, especially now that you have TI, yeah, what this thing would look like. It'd be insane. But anything else you really want to hit on? I know, like we said previously, we honestly haven't played like a ton of this game. But anything else you'd like to add?
Not really. I think we covered pretty much everything I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have Garrett, because he probably would be able to bring a lot more to this conversation. But yeah,
this morning when he told us he wasn't going to be here, I was really bummed, because I wanted to hear all the, you know, the shit that he experienced in terms of just, you know, random encounters and whatnot.
Next week. Well, awesome, Jacob. I look forward to next week. But for now, if you're up for it, I'd like to get into some community questions.
Oh, I'd love to.
Awesome. Thank you to everybody that has sent us a community question. I don't know the entire spiel that Garrett typically does, but please check the description down below for links to our Discord, our email, our social media pages, and please send us your questions there. And be sure to include the hashtag AskIOG so we know that you want the question on the show.
Yes. And otherwise, we will read your personal information.
Yeah, we'll give out your social security number, anything that you will have messaged us if you do not, if you do not have that AskIOG hashtag on there.
Yes.
So thank you. And please, I know this has nothing to do with the questions, but I forgot to say earlier, please subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/itsobviousgaming, and please like this video if you're watching it there. If not, please check us out at Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or I guess that's the same thing, Google Play, Audioboom, any other podcasting services. And just check us out there, and just check the, like I said, the description down below. You can find all that information there. But to the questions, this one's from Jacob Walters. Ooh. Hello, It's Obvious Outlaws. Hot damn, Red Dead 2 is just incredible. And Garrett, you bastard, I saw the review when the reviews came out that you reviewed it.
Yeah,
you are
bastard.
Quite the trickster. Anyway, Arthur Morgan is a pretty awesome character, and my question is, if a character in any game were to die, which one would be the most devastating? Like Nathan Drake didn't perish, but if he did, it would be heartbreaking and awful. Sorry for the length of this. F you, Jacob. Play Doom. Keep it up, boys. We all appreciate it.
Oh, who has time for Doom, you know? It's like, I gotta play Red Dead.
Yeah.
You have
plenty of time until Doom Eternal comes up.
Then I gotta play, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3. Gotta play Assassin's Creed. Gotta play Spider-Man again. You know how it goes.
I do. But which character would you be devastated if they were to die?
Huh.
I know two right off the bat.
Well, tell me so I can think more.
Kratos. I would be mortified if he were to somehow die.
That's a good
in any
one.
More sequels. Spoiler alert, I guess I just gave it away that he did not die in God of War, if you have not played that yet.
It's been like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, so should be good for that. But yeah, I would be very, very sad if he were to die in that series. And probably above that, I will be mortified if Joel dies in The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah,
so
that's something that could happen, though.
I know. I will be. That's not going to be good if Joel dies.
Yeah,
I'll be devastated. That was the first one that popped to my brain when I read this.
Yeah. Let me think. I can't think of any. Those were so good.
It's probably like Zimzogoth from World of Warcraft.
Oh yeah, Zamroth, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, Sora from Kingdom Hearts. I'm so attached to him.
So sad.
I honestly don't have any good ones. I feel bad. I know there's some like impactful characters.
I took all the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ratchet from Ratchet and Clank, dude.
Yeah, dude, that'd be a real punch to the gut.
Didn't they make like a Clank game before? Or it was just Clank?
They made a Jack and Daxter game with just Daxter. Maybe you're thinking about that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. Well, anyway. that was a great question. Thank you, Jacob Walters.
Sorry I didn't do it any justice.
That's okay. You can redeem yourself in this next one.
Okay.
This one's from Josh Scriber. Hey, guys. Hope you all had a very productive week, because the time is now. Call out from work, complete neglect your significant other, and stock that mini fridge, because Red Dead 2 is everything it was promised to be. What is the most regrettable mistake you've made in the game so far? Mine was picking a fight with a group of Puma with health only at level 2 and stamina at level 3, an embarrassing two-hit kill I was dealt, and my response was a motionless stare, mouth agape, and all of my ragdoll thrown body. Sigh.
Probably my most embarrassment was when that bear killed me, like I was talking about earlier, because I feel like he was really weak, and he just, like, finished me off, and I should have killed him. Because, like, now, because it reset me, like, somewhere down the road, and I went back to the same spot. He's not there anymore. So I have to, like, go through all the trouble of, like, putting down the bait again and trying to find him again. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wanted to get him, because he's, like, one of those legendary creatures.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go through all the trouble and finding him again. But I don't know if that's necessarily embarrassing, because he was like a powerful.
Or I think it's beast. Just a regrettable mistake that you've made.
Yeah, that was probably
that
my.
I wish you could take back.
Yeah.
Mine definitely is that story that I told you about me killing that the guy from Mexico.
Yeah.
I genuinely felt bad about that. That he came all the way up here and I just blew his head off because I wouldn't give him $10. So I regret that a lot. I still feel bad about
you should
that.
Just restart.
Yeah, so rest in peace, sir. I don't know your name, but I feel very bad about killing you. No negative repercussions in the game. It actually helped me. I got I got money back. or not money back. I just got money from him, but I still still
feel
bad.
What are you worried about?
It. Yeah. This one is from Carl Adam. Yeehaw, beautiful cow hunters.
Yeehaw.
Here comes a greeting from Sweden. Sweden.
Sweden.
My question for your well-crafted podcast, I don't know about that this week, about Red Dead Redemption is if you boys can explain in depth about the customization of your clothes. Are there any stats that come with it? And it's obvious gaming podcast is my lifesaver at work, and listen to Garrett's sweet voice is like yoga for my black soul. Much love.
Oh. Well, he's not here this week, so sorry.
Yep.
Have to put up with us.
Yep, sorry. So, as far as I know we talked a little bit about customization of clothes, but besides the giving you, you know, keeping you warm or keeping you cool or whatever, that's essentially the only attributes it gives you, as far as I've seen.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention, I love that if you get knocked down, your hat falls off and you have to pick it up. That's awesome.
Yeah. I saw there was hilarious, like, Twitter. It was trending on Twitter of, like, hashtag, like, where's my hat or something like that. People just talking about in the game how they're just running around looking for their hat half the time.
Going back to when the bear killed me, I lost my hat. So I didn't have my hat riding back.
I'm pretty sure you have an unlimited amount of hats in your horse.
Yeah, you can always pull one out, I think.
Yeah.
Or so if you can't, like, it's at the camp or something, I don't know.
Yeah, you can definitely go get one, but I always try, and every time I get in a brawl or something and it's knocked off, I definitely have to go back to where it started and pick it back up.
Mm-hmm. Have you bought any new hats, or are you still rocking the original?
Not yet. I'm rocking the original. I've looked at a bunch of new clothes, and when I killed that legendary bear, I took it to a trapper, and he can make me, like, this bear outfit.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no advantages to it. Besides, like, the bear outfit keeps you cold or keeps you warm in the cold. So besides that, and it looking cool, it's fine. Which I guess if they're trying to be super realistic, that makes sense. That's all clothes really do, you know?
So I have a quick question about the camp. I just thought of this. Like, what's the benefit to, like, giving resources that you get out in the wild to, like, the camp instead of, like, taking them to craft stuff? Like, do you know?
I don't know the negative repercussions yet. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm assuming something has to happen if you're not keeping them fed.
Yeah. I should probably do that.
Yeah, I'm a little low. I've been trying to be good about it, but I'm still red. I'm good, and there's like ammo, medicine, and food at when you enter your camp. Those little icons pop up.
Yeah.
I'm good. I upgraded my stuff in the ammo, and I upgraded my stuff in the medicine, so I'm good there. It's just I'm not bringing them enough food, so probably the next time I start it up, I might go kill me a deer or two and bring them on over just to take care of them for a while. Cool. So,
thank you for the
question. That's just fun as it is. So I have no problem with doing that. But anyways, thanks for the question. Let me pull it up again. My phone just locked. That was from Carl Adam. Thank you, sir. This one's from Squishy. On my first day, I've encountered a violent Irishman taking care of his horse's foot, which was injured. After turning to me and shouted, "Lord have mercy," he was kicked a few feet back and killed by his horse. If you have any stories like this, please share. And granted, you already haven't already. Hang on. If you have any stories like to share, and granted, you haven't already, please share. Okay. Well, we kind of have already. But
yeah, I wish we would have read this earlier.
Yeah, sorry, my bad, Squishy. But what happened to them actually happened to me as well.
Wait, you got killed by your horse kicking you?
No, I was just riding by, and this guy was working on his horse's foot, and he looked up at me as I passed by, and then the horse just kicked him in the side of the head and killed him. That's pretty funny.
I haven't encountered that guy yet.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter tweeted out the gif as well. I also saw a hilarious gif of a guy running up to his horse, punching it in the side, and the horse just turns and just kicks him in the head and sends him flying.
I did see that, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's like something that would actually happen, too. Like, if you punch your horse is going to kick the shit out of you.
For sure. Maybe. I think there was one more random event that happened to me that I am just forgetting or... I honestly can't remember. I think I went through the ones that are interesting enough already. Mm-hmm. But thanks for the question, Squishy. This one's from Old Bohungles.
Oh, Bongles.
With the joy of Halloween approaching, you wake up the morning of the 31st to find you have all been reverted back to children for the day. What is your plan to enjoy Halloween to the best of your ability before you return to normal? What would your costume be? Also, what would your favorite candy treat to receive? Also, what would be your favorite candy to receive to help make the day one to remember?
Interesting question.
I don't know if I'd do anything too crazy. I'd probably just go trick-or-treating, obviously. Maybe watch some scary movies. And I definitely would want to be getting as many Reese's and Butterfingers as humanly possible that night. And just
I don't like Butterfingers,
go into a diet.
Man.
Oh, dude. Butterfingers are my jam. Ugh. I freaking love Butterfingers.
No.
Why don't you like them, Jacob?
So when I had one as a kid, it was like the one that I had was all gross and slimy and it was melted. And that ruined my experience with them. I'm going to be honest.
It was slimy?
Yeah.
Why was it slimy?
I don't know.
Melted?
Yeah. And it was like it tasted bad. I don't know if it was like expired or something, but it was gross.
Okay.
And I haven't tried one since.
Here's the thing with Butterfingers is that if you eat an old one or something, it's not good. They can be stale. For some reason, it's like the only candy bar that can be stale.
Yeah, it was very hard
sitting out or
something. It was like a Heath bar.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be like that. So if you just have a good one. Now, a big complaint about the Butterfinger is that they're notoriously known for getting stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
Due to the texture, which if you have a fresh one that's very like flaky, that doesn't happen too much. But if you have the problem with that, they make these Butterfinger cups that have the exact taste of the Butterfinger, but they're really creamy, like a peanut butter cup. So you have the same Butterfinger taste, but it's a different texture.
Yeah.
So if you have that problem, you can always have those. But Jacob, I would encourage you that if for some time this Halloween you see a little fun-sized Butterfinger or something, give it a try.
Okay.
Give it a try for your boy.
For you, I will try it. How's that?
I don't think I would lead you astray, sir.
Okay. I'll trust you. I'll try one in a couple weeks, and I'll let you know how it is. maybe this week even. We'll see.
Well, I mean, Halloween's this week, so.
That's true. Yeah, I got to do it this week. I would be a cowboy in spirit of Red Dead. I would have my little cowboy hat on, my get up, have my vest, my little revolver, and my, you know, my holster. I'd look real good. I would definitely be rocking. I'm really on a original Hershey's bar kick right now. So I would love a bunch of those, especially if they're in the fridge, man.
Okay.
So good.
How do you feel about the cookies and cream Hershey bars?
I think they're just okay. I like the original much more. My problem is I get tired of white chocolate very quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, like I can have like maybe one or two bites, but then I just want regular chocolate.
Like white chocolate Reese's, just I'll kill myself on those.
That sounds bad.
What?
Yeah, white chocolate Reese's?
Yeah.
Like peanut butter and white chocolate? I've never tried that.
It's delicious.
Maybe.
I've had white chocolate Twix as well. White chocolate Kit Kats. So good.
I've had white chocolate Kit Kats. Those are decent.
Yeah. The only white chocolate thing that it's fine is the white chocolate M&Ms.
Yeah.
They don't taste like M&Ms. They just taste like white chocolate bites.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like loses its identity as an M&M at that point, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. So I really like white chocolate pretzels. You know, like the chocolate pretzels. Those are good.
I know exactly what you're talking about. When me and Garrett were working together, every Friday we would drive home back to his house and we would stop by Best Buy for some reason and get a giant bag of those blue white chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah, I know exactly the brand,
but they're that shiny blue bag.
Yeah.
And we'd get two Mexican Cokes and we would eat those and drink that on the way back to his house every Friday.
Sounds like a nice tradition you guys had.
It was pretty nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, dude.
I think I would dress up as a Red Power Ranger just in just because that's what I typically rocked as a kid.
I was that one year.
Would I want to change
that? Good costume.
Yeah, the last time I was the Red Power Ranger, I actually ripped the butt seam of my costume by bending over, and my uncle still likes to remind me of that. So
are you too big?
Oh, yeah. It was way too small.
Were you one of those kids that like wore their Halloween costumes like the whole month of October? Like, would you make I made my parents buy my costume early so I could wear it all the time.
No, I would just wear it the one time, I think. I wasn't too much into dressing up or anything as a kid.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, I had the Black Ranger, the White Ranger, and the Red Ranger all at different Halloweens because I was so obsessed with the Power Rangers back in the day.
Yeah, well, you see, my parents wouldn't let me watch the Power Rangers as a kid for some reason. So they were always this, like, secret thing that I would have to, you know, watch when it was on. So them even letting me be a Power Ranger for Halloween was a massive like surprise and treat for me for the couple of years they let me. So I was kind of like a poser fan because I would wear the costume, but I never had even watched Power Rangers.
Just wanted to be like the cool kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't deny the Power Rangers looked really cool.
They did look pretty
cool. They
had
that going for them. The show was, you know, just okay, but yeah.
Did you see the movie?
The new one?
Yeah.
I did. I liked it.
I have not even seen that yet. I'm going to the movies tonight. I'm going to see Halloween.
Oh, you have to let me know how it is.
Yeah, we'll do. I actually rewatched the original Halloween last night to get prepped. Or not last night, 2 nights ago to get prepped for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the first time I ever saw the original. Have you seen it?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's really old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is at this point, isn't
it? Very, very old. And pretty funny watching it nowadays, not going to lie. Yeah,
it's been a few years since I've seen it. I should watch it.
Yeah, I would never say it's bad because it's not bad. That's not fair of me to say that it's bad. But definitely based on today's standards in terms of literally everything, it's pretty funny to watch now.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah, I'm excited to check that out. But Jacob,
hi.
Hi,
we have anything else?
No, I was waiting to see if you caught. I called you Garrett. No, I think that'll do it for community questions today. So again, thank you very much for the people that sent these in. Again, sorry that Garrett isn't here to give a third opinion on these. And sorry if this isn't as structured as it typically is with without Garrett being here. Like I said, not too much news. We were essentially just going to talk about Red Dead for the most part today, regardless. But Garrett definitely could have brought a lot more to that conversation. So again, we apologize. Be sure to tune in next week to hear his extensive thoughts on Red Dead. And if you want to hear about 10 minutes of his thoughts, go check out the COD Connected YouTube page, and his 11-minute review is right there. So if you're interested to see what he says about it, check that out. But Jacob, I think that'll do that for community questions today.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty solid job. Our show was nice and sweet, and I had a good time talking to you about Red Dead.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Besides Red Dead, you looking to play anything else this week? You wanted to play some more Blackout now that you have a PC that can crush it?
Yes, dude. I'm so excited to play some Black Ops 4. I'm going to be trying out Destiny 2, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Might boot up some AC, see how that looks. I'm excited.
I hear you. That sounds great, Jacob.
And definitely a lot more Red Dead, obviously.
I've yet to buy a Black Ops 4.
You should, man. It's fun.
Oh, I no doubt. I just haven't had any time, and right now I'm I'm really focused in on Red Dead Redemption right now.
Spent a lot of time in Dallas. I get it.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you
once
still
I'm,
working
once
out
I'm
there?
Home, no, I don't think so. I might be in Alabama next week, but it's a pretty chill job, and I will bring my PlayStation, and I should have a lot of time out there to invest in Red Dead. So,
gotcha. So you're sort of like winding down towards the end of the year in terms of work? Or you got some big stuff coming up?
Not too sure yet. But for the moment, I shouldn't be out of town in terms of like places I need to fly, at least for the next couple of weeks. At least gotcha. I think so. Me saying that, I'll probably be flying out in the next 2 days or whatever.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
But yeah, but anyways. All right, Jacob, I think that'll do that for episode 175. It was a pleasure talking to you, and we really appreciate everybody listening in. Again, sorry if this was a little different from our other podcasts and wasn't as filled with content as it normally is. We apologize for that, and we should be back to normal next week with Garrett coming back. So just stick with us, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Bye-bye.